Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. On the Sideline View, it's time for our weekly fishing update with Shane Stevens. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Good, Mark. Good. Another good weekend weather-wise fishing. Probably people look at the weather and they look at its misty rain, all those bits and pieces, and not 15 or 20 degrees. And you might think, oh, you think it's a good day? Well, it's a good day for fishing as far as I'm concerned.
Mate, you were telling me you had a bit of time off yesterday, which enabled you to go fishing. How did you go? Did you catch anything?
Yeah, spent most of the day at Tullaroot Reservoir yesterday. We were casting lures, surface lures. So they're lures that obviously go on the surface. And was lucky enough to catch one brown trout, about 2.5 pound. We had a few other lookers. So it was a good day out on the water. And the weather was reasonably kind to us. So, but we had all our winter woolies on. And we also had our wet weather gear just in case it did turn nasty.
Well, that's a good lineage, Shane. We've spoken about this a bit over the past few weeks with these colder, wintry, wet conditions. Don't be afraid to go out, but make sure you have the right gear. So we've spoken about that. I think part two of that is when you've got the right gear, make sure you treat it with respect. And specifically, if it does get wet, we don't want you to drag it out in a month's time and find a scientific experiment growing on it.
That's it. And I know myself, I've got a few bits and pieces and things that I do when I do go out fishing, and with all my gear, as soon as I get home, I put them out in the shed. I hang them out, so my jacket. So, and because they are worth a lot of money nowadays. It's not a cheap exercise if you have the right gear, have the really good gear. So make sure you hang them out and dry them out. And the same thing goes with waders. Now, waders a very important part of the kit that you have when you go fishing. So whether you use to put your boats in, or whether you wade around the shorelines like a lot of us do. Certainly Tullaroot Reservoir is one of those places I love to wade around the shoreline. But I bring my waders home. Years ago, I used to just roll them up and leave them in the boat. Not nowadays. I bring them home and I hang them up in the shed. Very, very simple setup. I have a couple of bits of PVC pipe that I've cut a slit in. I slide my boots in there and hang them up. And they dry, no worries at all. And I know next time I go to use them that they're right to go instead of unrolling them, and they're still wet from last time we went.
Great advice. Hey, mate, just before we talk about where they're biting this week, question from me. Let's say you go out and you catch a bagful within legal limits, of course. How long do fish keep fresh? And question two, how long do they keep frozen?
Well, I think with fish, certainly the sooner you eat them, the better. They taste better, a lot better being fresh. So if I'm going to eat some fish, I'm going to bring some fish home, I'll eat them as quick as I can. Pop them in the freezer. I think a good shelf life in the freezer is around about 3 months. So really, I would suggest you limit your catch, limit what you bring home, eat them fresh, and then they always taste a lot better.
Oh, yeah, fresh is always best. Yeah, no, absolutely couldn't agree with you more. Now, finally, speaking of eating fish, well, let's catch them first. Where are we going to get a few from?
Well, as I mentioned yesterday, had a great day on Tullaroot. Even though we didn't catch lots of fish, we certainly had opportunities to catch fish, and there had been plenty caught over the last long weekend as well. Trout mainly caught trolling lures, so that's a good spot. Both brown and rainbow trout. And I did actually see a couple of big yellow belly caught on deep diving lures. So if you're after a yellow belly, that could be a go. Now Lake Wendouree, that's produced some rainbow and brown trout this week. And if you head up Murray River, we mentioned that there's certainly the Murray cod are eating a lot of surface lures at the moment. So that's a good option. And I have had our mates Trevor Holmes and Wayne Rigg. They've been up the fishing the Gumbower River and caught some lovely Murray cod. Not big ones. They're all around about 50 to 55 centimetres, but great fun. And now they were caught on surface lures and also spinner baits. So certainly the Murray River and its tributaries are fishing very, very well at the moment to catch a cod. So certainly make sure you pack all your gear And get out there, and because you can't catch them at home, Mark, watching the footy.
Absolutely. Mate, final quick one. We spoke about keeping fresh fish and all that sort of stuff. From your experience, you know, the average angler, do they go out for the fun and the enjoyment of catching them and throwing them back, or do they actually go out and, you know, do it for a delicious meal? Presuming everything's legal size, of course.
Yeah. So mindsets have certainly changed over the years. Now, when I first started fishing over 30-odd years ago, everyone was meat fishery. So everyone that went out, everything they caught, they brought home, as long as they were within the size limits. Nowadays, people's mindsets have changed, and people only bring home what they want to eat. And myself, I hardly ever bring any home, except if they're redfin. If I bring redfin home, I'm allowed to go fishing again because the wife loves to eat reddies.
Good point.
So that's a good leave pass, certainly bringing them home. But once again, I'd rather eat have a couple of feeds straight away while they're nice and fresh, than rather than put them in the freezer. They just don't taste the same. But people's mentality in regards to fish and what they keep nowadays has certainly changed. Everyone, or the majority of people, now practice catch and release, and it's just the thrill of actually catching them and love. Nothing better than seeing a trout swim away or a big Murray cod swim away or something like that. So that's what it is. It's a thrill of the chase and the enjoyment of seeing them swim away.
So, mate, you're telling me the conversation Saturday morning goes something like this. Good morning, darling. I'm popping out to catch you a nice meal. What was it? Redfin.
Redfin, that's it.
That's how it goes?
That's how it goes. And then
the response is permission granted.
That's it. Anytime. No worries at all.
All right, mate. Good on you. Thanks for that this week, and we'll catch you next Saturday here on the Sideline View.
Cheers, Mark. We'll catch you then.